Okay, this is part two of my rant. I got cut off in my last message. I must have hit the 30-minute max time recording. As I was saying in the previous boo, however, I mean, this is not rocket science, people. I mean, I could see if we were using an iPhone, if we were using a BlackBerry or something like that, and even that's pushing it. But I mean, it's not like I'm asking you to text. It's which even that isn't that difficult. But it's not like I'm asking you to text. I'm not asking you to send email. I'm not asking you to do anything really browsing the web with your phone's mobile browser. I'm not asking you to do anything herky-jerky like that. All I'm saying is open your stupid phone and call. Open your stupid phone and answer the stupid thing when it rings. I mean, why in the first place are you even paying for a cell phone if you're not even going to use the thing? I mean, granted, this person A, quote unquote, is only paying like $20 to Verizon for 100 minutes a month. May I add, without night and weekends. Oh, and may I add that she doesn't even have call waiting, nor three-way, nor voicemail, or any of the standard calling features. Heck, I don't even think she even has nationwide calling. I mean, she's literally, I don't even know how she managed to get the plan she got. Because they normally don't even offer that kind of thing anymore. And as far back as I remember, they didn't offer it either. I mean, the only reason that she in the first place got a cell phone, from what I remember, is because back in the days, like late 80s, early 90s, when cell phones were just getting started pretty much, my dad basically kept ranting and raving about how they needed one and yada yada. Well, they didn't want to do it. They came kicking and screaming. Well, they finally got one, obviously, but, you know, and have had one since, but it's not something that they normally use. And, you know, I mean, there was a time when they actually had, you know, for a time, person A, as well as their spouse, had separate cell phones. But, again, neither one of them used them. I mean, there have been times when, you know, their spouse would have medical situations going on, and she would need to keep the phone with her, you know, in case he would need to call. Even then, it's like, oh, crap, my phone's in the trunk, and I'm, like, up front. Gee. Well, if he has a problem, if he has a nosebleed or something, I don't know how the heck I'm gonna, you know, I don't know how I'm gonna get to him. The phone's kind of not where it can be used. It's like, Chris, can I use your phone? It's like, no, you can't use my phone. Under normal circumstance, yeah, you could use it, but I'm not sacrificing my phone just because you're too God-blessed lazy to take the responsibility. I mean, okay, I'm all for don't talk on the phone while you're driving, okay? I'm all for that. But, you know, I'm all for pull over if you need to talk. But that still doesn't mean don't keep your phone with you. So anyway, person A is sitting here basically giving the address to the place, which, by the way, she didn't even know and had to ask me for it. I mean, I could see if this was a public venue, but come on. I mean, she is in her family member's driveway that's not even 300 feet away, first of all. Second of all, not only does she not remember my address, she doesn't even remember her own address. I mean, that's pretty jacked up when you can't even remember your own address. You know, I mean, no offense, but that's pretty bad. I mean, and then you can't even remember your own phone number. I mean, not only can you not remember your cell number, you can't even remember your own landline number. Okay, that's pretty pathetic. And then you sit here and blame it on your age. It's like, oh, I'm just so old, I don't remember things, and, well, even if I did, I don't use technology like you young people do. It's like, firstly and foremost, I didn't say use it to its maximum ability, but I think that you should at least know how to make and receive phone calls and keep the thing with you. Well, she's sitting here giving the address. All of a sudden, hello, hello. Oh, shit, my phone just died on me. It's like, well, person A, did you not have it on the charger overnight? Oh, no. I only put it on the charger when the battery starts going really low. I'm like, how low is low? Oh, I'll put it on the charger if it beeps for more than probably 10 minutes. It's like, so basically, you throw it on the charger once it gets so dead it barely even turns on. Oh yeah, I guess I didn't look at it to know if it was dead. You know me with my age, Chris. You know, my memory is totally leaving me. I was about ready to just smack her. It's like, no offense, but, you know, I don't think that this is your memory. I think this is poor laziness of excuse is what it is. I mean, this person I'm referring to, person A, call them as you will, okay, they're up there in age, but for what it's worth, their health isn't terrible. I mean, I could see them forgetting things here and there, or maybe their judgment being a little bit impaired. But, I mean, come on. This is ridiculous, you know? And then to sit here and just use your age basically as your excuse to cover you not being independently responsible. I'm sorry, but that's pathetic. I mean, this is going to sound really bold and really bad of me to say, but I'm going to let my bluntness come out a little bit here. Frankly, if you're so dumb that you can't even simply open a phone, make and receive a phone call, remember your own address and your own phone number that you were taught. If you can't simply do that, yet you can remember a four-digit PIN to open your, you know, relative's God-blessed garage door. I'm sorry. No. I would think they would forget that before they would forget their own address or their own phone number. If that's the way that things are, then quite frankly, this world is in trouble, and quite frankly, you need to be put in a goddamn nursing home. Okay? I'm sorry to say it, but I'm just being totally bluntly honest here. And maybe I've got a very sharp tongue, I'll give you that. But, and if people don't like the things I'm saying here, and I mean no offense to senior citizens by this, please know that right up front, but, and most senior citizens, as I stated at the beginning of part one of this rant, I love and respect worth everything. And I respect and love this relative even that I'm referring to, person A. But there comes a point where enough is a fucking enough. I mean, you know? I mean, if you don't like what I'm saying, then do me a favor. Actually, do us all a favor. If you don't like what I'm saying, don't complain to me about it on Audio Boo. Just unfollow me. I mean, frankly, I've got better things to do than sit here and listen to people whine about how my boos offend them, okay? I speak my mind, and I speak it the way I'm going to speak it. And if people don't like it, then, quite frankly, that's really not my problem. You know, Audio Boo is here for a reason. It's here to share your thoughts, your opinions, and your feelings, which is exactly what the hell I'm doing. So if people don't like it, get over it. I mean, I'm sorry to put it that way so boldly, but, you know, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is not rocket science, people. You know, get your act together and move on. Learn to work at least your basic technology. Because you know what? having that phone on her one of these days could save her life. It really could. I'm sorry, but not knowing your own address, I mean, what are you going to do? Oh, shit, there's an intruder that's in my house. Oh, and by the way, he's raping me whilst holding a gun to my head. My address? Oh, fuck, I don't know it. Shit, can you trace the call? I mean, it's like, you know, I'm sorry, but there's just certain things in life that you learn and you need to learn and you remember until the day you die. And I'm sorry, my phone number and my address is one of them, goddammit. You know? I mean, I know one thing. I may wind up getting to the point where I'm so bad of health I can't remember things, but I know one thing, unless it be something like brain trauma or some kind of a stroke or something dealing with a health matter, unless there's something medically and clinically that is preventing me from remembering it, be it Alzheimer's, be it whatever, as long as I physically can do so, I will have my phone on me when I'm out in public. And it will not be in the trunk. It will be up front. And it will be either on me in my pocket, it will be on my belt clip, or it will be at least within arm's reach. Second of all, I will remember my address, and I will remember my landline and my cell phone number. If you was to ask me what those were right now, what those three things were, obviously, I'm not for security reasons. I'm not going to say them. But I could recite them to you with my eyes closed. I could recite them to you in my sleep. I mean, granted, I'm 31 years old and we're dealing with a person who's probably going on 80. But that shouldn't make a difference. It's not like she's got Alzheimer's. It's not like she's got some kind of memory problem. Or at least not that I know of. And believe me, I would know about it if she did. I would be hearing things. I'm not going to go into how I would know, but just trust me. With the way my family is, I would know. So, yeah. Anyway, I think this rant's pretty well done itself in. I think I'm pretty well done, but you get the point. I at least hope. I mean, again, if you don't like what you're hearing, don't waste my time. Just unfollow me. Seriously. I've got better things to do than sit here and waste my time listening to people complain about how I'm being unfair to senior citizens. I'm not being unfair, people. What I'm being is realistic. Deal with it.